famed classical cellist Yo-Yo Ma was in a rush to get from one side of Manhattan to the other for a quick appearance. So rushed, in fact, that when he arrived at his destination, he paid his driver, exited the cab, and forgot to take his cello with him. He'd placed the cello in the trunk of the taxi, and the cello was priceless, handcrafted by Antonio Stradivari in 1733 in Vienna, Austria. It was valued at $2.5 million. Frantic Ma began a desperate search, eventually finding the cab later that day parked in a garage in Queens with the cello still in the trunk. Wow, talk about leaving something priceless inadvertently. In today's chapter, though, a church is accused of something more devastating, leaving their first love. Revelation 2 and 3 are messages from Jesus to seven churches. And every message is encouraging. In fact, they are convicting even 2,000 years later. The first church God speaks to is the church of Ephesus. Listen to verses 1 through 4. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love." You have left your first love. A few years ago, I left my Kindle ebook on a plane. I leaned it against the wall in the exit row by my seat, and I was packing up my bag as we were landing, and something said to me, "Put that in your backpack." I didn't, and I left it. 1,000 books leaning against the wall of that plane. Let me be clear, I didn't lose it. I knew exactly where it was. Seat 15C, flight 629 out of Atlanta. Lost has no idea where it is. Lost means it fell out of a pocket, a car, and a jacket. The Church of Ephesus left something bigger and more massive than 1,000 books on a Kindle. For all my life, I've heard the wrong word used in this verse, which makes all the difference about the Church of Ephesus. It's a verse that if anyone has been in the church for any amount of time, they probably said it, heard it, and even quoted it. I've always said it, you've lost your first love. Not one version of the Bible puts the word lost into this verse. It is you have left. Lost has the connotation of removing blame from the person, as in my love for God just got accidentally lost in the hustle and bustle of life. Let's be clear, Ephesus left it. Ephesus didn't lose its first love. There's blame here. That's why they're not being challenged to find it, but to repent for it. Repentance deals with responsibility. Ephesus is the only church to have two different apostles write letters to it. In the book of Ephesians, Paul offers two prayers for the church that they might have light and more love. This was one of the few places Paul stayed for a length of time, 3 years. The church of Ephesus was first pastored by Apollos. Timothy then became the pastor. The first epistle to Timothy was while he was pastoring the Ephesus church. You could see that in 1 Timothy 1:3. And later on, John pastored the church. It was while he was in Ephesus that John was exiled to Patmos. How do you lose your first love when your pastors were Apollos, Timothy, and John? How do you lose your first love when you had the Apostle Paul hang with your church for 3 years? How do you lose your first love when you get two New Testament letters written to you? Two thoughts for you. First, Jesus says, you left your first love. You means you have to take responsibility. It seems they fell in love with their successes and accomplishments. That's verse 2 and 3, but fell out of love with Jesus. The danger is subtle. What's interesting is that the Apostle Paul warned the Ephesian people in Acts 20:28. Here are his words. Be on guard for yourselves. You, not demons, can be your worst enemy. Second, the word leave is a process word. It means to let expire. We have to renew certain things, our driver's license, our insurance, subscriptions. So too, our love for God will expire if we are not renewing it on a daily basis. On October 11th, 1775, the whaling ship Herald was fishing off Greenland when it spotted another ship. When he got closer, it saw that even though the ship was sailing, its sails were tattered and hanging limply on the masts. The captain ordered a few of his men to board the other ship. What they discovered shocked them. Everyone on board the other ship, which they determined was the Octavius, a boat that had disappeared in 1761, everyone was frozen to death. The ship had been sailing for 14 years, still moving, but no one alive. That's what happens when we keep doing things and let our love for Jesus expire. It wasn't renewed. It starts when our conversations with God reduce to being on a need-to-talk basis or a once-a-week basis. Time spent in prayer become based more on convenience. We will see God on Sunday, but not any other day of the week. My prayer is what Amy Carmichael prayed. God, hold us to that which drew us first, when the cross was the attraction and we wanted nothing else.